Good morning. How's everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, morning. Let me just start by saying a little bit about what the Congress is working on, and particularly here in the Senate, and then open it up to questions. Congress started up again yesterday and is expected to stay in session for at least the next 3 weeks, this week and the 2 weeks following that. This week in the Senate, we're dealing with the Defense Authorization Bill, which, of course, sets spending levels for many of the activities that we have going on in New Mexico, not only at our defense installations, Kirtland and Cannon and Holloman Air Force Bases and White Sands Missile Range, but also a lot of the funding at our national laboratories is affected by what figures we have in this defense authorization bill. It also includes an increase in pay for active duty personnel, our soldiers in the active duty. So it's important legislation, and I hope very much we can complete it by the end of the week and send it on to the House for consideration. Next week, we will be on the subject of energy. There's various proposals that involve additional drilling in the Outer Continental Shelf, involve extending of tax provisions for renewable energy, which I strongly support. Also provides for increased efforts at efficiency and conservation in energy. So that legislation will be considered starting next week. Let me stop with that and just go down the list here. The first one I've got is Elaine. Are you there at KUNM?
I am. Good morning, Senator.
Morning.
This is a multiple-part question. I hope y'all don't mind if I just run right through them. You're aware that Texas billionaire T. Boone Pickens is coming to New Mexico to tout his plan for wind energy generation. What do you think of his plan?
Well, I certainly support the idea of us building more wind farms and producing more of the electricity that we consume from wind energy. I think that makes good sense. His plan, though, contemplates that there's a couple of extra steps in his plan. His suggestion is that by building more wind farms, we're going to be able to reduce the amount of natural gas we use in electricity generation, and we're going to be able to then turn around and use that natural gas in the transportation sector to displace oil that we're having to import. I'm not sure that all of the rest of that follows that logically. I would like to have that happen, but I think getting started by going ahead and constructing additional wind farms is a good thing.
Do you know about Pickens' plan to sell to Dallas and Houston up to 200,000 acre-feet of water he wants to pump from the Oglala Aquifer, which runs through eastern New Mexico and is a crucial water supply for some communities in that area?
Yeah, I do know about that plan, and of course that's not related to his energy plan. That's a proposal that he's had out there now for several years to try to make money basically by selling groundwater out of West Texas. Now, unfortunately for us in New Mexico, the very large Ogallala Aquifer that underlays West Texas also underlays part of eastern New Mexico, and to the extent that it is depleted, it obviously affects us adversely as well.
So you've been a proponent of protecting that aquifer. Are you interested in protecting the aquifer from his plan?
Well, I'd be very interested in it, but unfortunately there's really no legal basis for the federal government stepping in and prohibiting Texas from having the groundwater laws that they currently have. The issue of control and management of water has always been something that's occurred at the state level. And I've tried to put some provisions in the recent Farm Bill that would discourage additional pumping of the Ogallala Aquifer, but that's about the extent of the influence that the federal government really has over that issue at this time.
This is the last part of the question. Have you heard the criticism of Pickens that his wind power plan is merely a smokescreen to divert attention from his water plan, and what do you think of that criticism?
Well, I haven't heard that criticism. I think he's been very open about his water plan. I've heard about that now for several years. I think he's very open and obviously and public about his energy plan. I don't really think one is intended to divert attention from the other. I think he's pushing both because he thinks he can make money off of both.
Thank you, Senator.
Uh-huh. Bill, are you there? Bill Dupuy.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Campaign rhetoric about energy is pretty simplified. Drill a lot or drill only a little very cautiously. As all of this unfolds, do you see any meaningful energy policy? You talk about legislation next week. Any meaningful energy policy being developed anytime soon?
Well, I very much hope that by the time Congress adjourns in the next several weeks, we can at least pass provisions that extend the current energy tax credits that we have for wind energy and solar energy. The production tax credit is what applies to wind energy. The investment tax credit is what applies to solar energy. And if we're going to continue to provide incentives for private investors to build wind farms and to put in solar-powered generators, then clearly we need to extend those provisions. They're scheduled to expire at the end of this year, and that's why it's important that we go ahead and get them extended before we adjourn this fall.
In terms of drilling for oil, how realistic would that be? Would it be producing oil anytime soon?
I don't believe it would. The truth is we have all of the drilling rigs that are available working full-time right now. I think that there clearly is a lot of activity going on. We're drilling a great deal more both onshore and offshore today than we were, say, 5 years ago. So the trend has been in the right direction as far as increased efforts to find oil and gas. I think that going ahead and changing this moratorium is not likely to result in any short-term benefit or any short-term reduction in gas prices.
Do you think the oil industry shares that view?
Oh, I think they do. I think anyone who's involved in the oil industry, I think, knows that the price of gas at the pump is primarily affected by the price of oil on the world market. And anything we do with regard to opening additional areas for offshore drilling are not going to substantially impact the price of oil on the world market and thereby not substantially impact the price of gas at the pump.
So if they understand that, politicians understand that, what is the American public hearing about drilling?
Well, of course, the president started several months ago trying to blame the high price of gas. At that time, I believe it was up to as high as $147 per gallon or per barrel for oil, and the resulting high price of gas, the president was trying to blame that on our unwillingness to open more areas for drilling. And he argued that long and hard. Many of the members here in Congress, particularly on the Republican side, have argued that. And unfortunately, a lot of people have understood that that is the cause of the high price of gas, which I don't believe it is.
But we can probably expect members of your committee on one side of the aisle or the other to be pushing for drilling legislation?
Well, I think many, myself included, believe that it's appropriate to go ahead and permit drilling and permit production, increase production, wherever that's possible. But that doesn't mean that we believe that by doing so, we're going to significantly affect the price of gas at the pump in the near term.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. Marco, go right ahead.
Hello? Yes, Senator, can you talk to me about the Defense Authorization Bill? How much is expected to come to New Mexico? And also, what is the pay increase that is expected to pass in terms of giving more money to soldiers?
Marco, I don't have those numbers right in front of me.
You don't?
I okay. I need to get back to you with those. I can do that. We can run those down as to the exact amount that would come to our bases around New Mexico, and also the percentage increase in the pay. I think it's in the range of 3%, but I can't tell you for sure.
Well, can I get your opinion on that, on the pay increase for soldiers?
Well, each year, just as we do with federal employees, there is a cost of living adjustment that is provided to try to keep people's pay somewhat in line with the cost of living, and that's what's included in this bill again. I think it's an appropriate thing to do. Obviously, people who are serving in the military, particularly those who are serving overseas, make great sacrifices to do so, and we need to do what is reasonable to try to keep the pay grades comparable with what they could earn in the private sector.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. Elaine, we're back to you.
That's it for me today, Senator. Thank you.
Okay, great. Bill, how about you? Do you have anything else?
Many thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Marco, we're back to you. You're the last guy standing.
Can you talk to me about your renewable energy tax credits? I mean, any plans in terms of getting them approved this time? And what are you feeling in terms of your senator's reaction to approving the tax credits, the extension of it?
Well, I continue to be optimistic about our prospects for getting these tax credits extended. I think it just is so eminently reasonable and logical that we would extend them, that I think members, both Democrats and Republicans, agree with that. And before we leave this fall, I think cooler heads will prevail and we'll go ahead and pass that that set of extensions. But the problem so far has been trying to find an appropriate offset or a way to offset the loss in revenue that would come from extending these tax credits into the future. So we have to get agreement on that. I think there's still serious discussions going on to try to accomplish that. And as I say, it's just such an important thing to get done. It'll be important to our state. We've got various projects in New Mexico, this request for proposal that PNM and various other utilities put out to build a concentrating solar power plant in the Albuquerque area is one example. That plant will not go forward and be constructed unless we extend these tax credits. And for that reason, it's very important that we do so.
And you said that's going to be discussed next week, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Senator. I appreciate
it. Okay. Well, thank you all for talking with me.
Thank you, Senator.
Sure.
Thank you, Senator.
Bye-bye.